各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to our brothers and sisters.
感谢主带领，让我们平安过了一个礼拜。
Thank God for His guidance for having protected us through another week.
早上根据圣经一起来查考在世末日预兆。
This morning, we'd like to use the Bible to study rethinking the signs of the end times.
各位应该还记得2005年卡崔娜飓风横扫纽奥良的地方。
I believe we all remember what happened in 2005 in the Katrina hurricane, that there were many disasters areas.
一般不管是飓风、台风要来之前气象局应该会有一些预报。
Usually when we have a hurricane or a typhoon, there would be some kind of weather forecast warning us.
但是这个世代是气候灾难的世代。
But this is the world of disasters with weather.
我们常说这个地球的温室效应，温室提高，温度提高。
We have been talking about how the temperature in the world has been rising as part of global warming.
我们这个地球外面有一个大气层。
Outside of the immediate Earth, there is an atmosphere.
这个大气层有三个温室气体所组成。
There are actually three bodies of temperature that make up this atmosphere.
第一个二氧化碳。
Actually, one is carbon dioxide.
第二个一氧化氮。一氧化氮
Carbon monoxide.
第三个甲烷。
甲烷。
这三个通称温室气体。
So these three things actually are collectively called the agents in rising temperature.
这三种气体所组成的，变成我们地球的一个玻璃。
And these things actually make up like what seem like a glass to Earth.
所以阳光射进来之后，温度不会马上跑掉。
When the sun ray shines in, the temperature actually the heat would not leave the earth right away.
因为地球上面的生命完全靠温室效应生存。
Because the lives on earth are relying on this heat to stay alive.
问题，这个温室效应，这个温室的温度已经提高了。
But the problem is the heat that is created by this body has already risen.
神创造宇宙，创造这个地球。
God created this universe and this earth.
它会自动排解所有的困难。
All the problems would take care of themselves naturally.
包括温室效应。
Including the effect of this warming.
但是今天我们因为日常生活的使用。
But today, because of the excessive use in our daily lives.
二氧化碳的浓度高过超标准。25% 的浓度。
Carbon dioxide has actually exceeded its normal ratio of 20%.
所以温度提高了。
So the global temperature has rised up.
温度一提高。
But with this rise of temperature,
海洋的温度也会提高。
The temperature in the ocean would also rise.
所以海洋上方的空气如果有一些变化。
If the air above the ocean has changes,
马上会形成飓风。
Then it would actually create a great wind.
因为它会形成这个旋转系统。
And it actually stirs up this spiraling effect onto the air.
所以地球的温度如果不断提高
，If the temperature of the earth continues to rise,
相对。气候灾难就提高。
Then similarly, these disasters that we have with weather would continue to rise.
卖汽油的，卖石油的跟卖煤矿的。
For those who sell coals or gas, or natural gas.
就是被大部分人所指指点点。
They usually get pointed at.
因为今天所有开车来教会聚会的都是气候灾难的帮凶。
Because all of us who drive cars to church today, we are all contributing to this problem.
因为我们开车产生了二氧化碳，我们统统要吸收。
When we drive to here, we are producing carbon dioxide from our car.
所以我们很自然的，温室，地球温度提高，我们就说，这个卖石油的、卖煤矿的是，罪魁。
So naturally, we would say those are the people who are selling the gas or coals. They're the ones who are causing the problem we have with global warming.
所以相对的，就有人要去研究。有没有什么能源可以取代石油跟煤矿
？So that's why scientists are looking into ways into finding alternative energy that can replace oil and such.
比如说水力发电呢
？For example, using water power to water to create power.
太阳能啊
？Or solar power.
或是其他的可以取代能源的。
Or some other form of energy that is considered alternative in form.
可是卖石油的跟卖煤矿的，他们也有家庭，也有家人啊。如果不卖这些东西，那是不是全家要禁食了吗？
But for those who sell gas and oil and coals, they also have family to support. So if they don't sell those, how would they support their family?
因为他们也不是省油的灯。也不是那么简单的人物。
And they're actually people of power as well.
所以他们发现这个地球的温度提高不是只有他们是罪魁。
When the temperature in Earth is rising, they're not the only ones who are responsible.
因为他们只有排放二氧化碳。
Because it's only involving the release of carbon dioxide.
他们更发现畜牧业的养牛群、养羊群的。
What they realized or found out is that those who cultivate animals,
养牲畜的。
Those who actually raise livestock.
这些畜牧所这个牲畜动物所排放出来的产生的气体，那个温度比二氧化碳产生的温度更高。
The product that they give out from these animals actually would cause the temperature to rise up even more than carbon dioxide.
因为他们所排放出来的这个气体的甲烷温度比二氧化碳的温度高。
So the product that come out of these animals would actually be higher in temperature than carbon dioxide.
所以因为这个地球的温度不断的提高。
Because of the rise of temperature on Earth,
现在全世界大概都在注重这个问题。
Everyone in this world is paying attention now.
因为不管你住在这个地球的哪一个角落，通通有关系。
Regardless of which corner on this Earth you're living in, you are all affected.
只是先后顺序不同而已。
It's just a matter of who gets affected first.
所以住在两极这个地方的更要注意。
Those who live in the polar, And we actually need to pay even more attention.
因为他们产生了风力系统加速旋转的机会太多了。
Because the effect of the rise in temperature is creating these very fast wind.
所以以澳洲为例子，澳大利亚为例子。
For example, in Australia,
澳洲本来是全球大宗食品的出口国。最大宗的食品。
They are actually a huge producer of large-scale products.
最近因为气候灾难，减少一半的农作物。
But because of the weather changes in weather pattern, they reduce a lot of their farming products.
因为他们处在比较靠近南极的地方。
This is because they're closer to the South Pole.
风力系统加速旋转之后。
When the whole wind system started to speed up.
把澳洲冬天的跟春天的雨量吸到澳洲的南方。
The rainfall that would normally come in the winter and the spring would just concentrate on the south.
所以农作物就减产了。
That's why they had reduction in their farming products.
这是很严重的一个问题。
This is actually a very great problem.
那澳洲不但只有气候灾难的问题。
Australia does not only have problems with weather.
他们有两种的动物是让他们伤脑筋的。
There are two kinds of animals that bring a lot of trouble.
就是狐狸跟野兔。
One is fox, and one the other is rabbit.
澳大利亚本来是英国啊囚禁犯人的一个地方。
Australia used to be a place where the British Empire put their criminals.
有囚犯，当然有政府官员。
Because there are prisoners, then obviously there would be officials from the government.
政府官员要求啊，英国的政府能够啊带一些动植物来到澳洲，让他们啊解一解啊思乡之愁。
The government officials actually asked that some animals be brought there so that they can actually have a way to remember their motherland.
但是带来的动物全部都死光了。
But all the animals that they brought along died.
只有狐狸跟野兔生存下来。
Except for foxes and rabbits.
后来现在变成一个国，另外一个国家。
But now that it is a different country.
所以澳大利亚的政府曾经用细菌毒死扑杀所有的野兔。
The Australian government actually tried to use germs to kill off all of the wild rabbits.
因为野兔会损害农作物。
Because these wild rabbits can cause damage to the crops.
但是怎么扑杀总是会有极少数的野兔生存下来。
But with mass killing, you always get the resilient rabbits that survive.
只要一公一母就够了。
As long as you have one male and female, that's all it takes.
野兔繁殖很快。
Because their rate of reproduction is high.
所以狐狸跟野兔是澳大利亚很伤脑筋的两种动物。
So foxes and rabbits are two animals that cause a lot of trouble in Australia.
这些资讯当然是从一本书看到的。
Of course, this kind of information come from one book.
这一本书它叫做《二十一世纪关键倒数》。
And this book is called the 21st century countdown to the key.
其中里面有一个单元叫做气候灾难。
One of the chapter is actually talking about the disasters with weather.
尽信书不如无书。我们相信书所写的，全部相信不如不要看那一本书。
Of course, what we believe should not depend on just one book.
看那一本书只是让我想到一个问题而已。
But reading this book just helped me to think of one problem.
就像圣经说的。
Just like what the Bible says.
这本书写了气候灾难这个单元。
This particular chapter about weather disaster
是要提醒我们大家。
Is to remind all of us.
提醒有能力有智慧的人。
To remind those who are with power and strength.
甚至有政权的人。
And even those who are in position of power.
就是各国的政府。
That is the government of all the different countries.
要重视，然后着手去处理。
To actually place emphasis on this and to implement something to counteract it.
不然写的这本书干什么呢？
Otherwise, what is the point of writing this book?
那这一点让我想到主耶稣跟我们讲末日预兆是一样的道理。
This point actually allow me to think about the point of Jesus' sign of the end times.
我们请看马太福音二十四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 24.
第三节。
Verse 3.
马太福音二十四章第三节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事。你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？主耶稣一一的回答门徒所说的话。
Jesus answered the questions from his disciples one by one.
末日有什么样的现象呢？
What kind of signs are there for the end of time?
请主耶稣提前告诉我们。
Lord Jesus, please let us know beforehand.
所以主耶稣就告诉他们末日的预兆是什么。
So Jesus told them what will be the sign of the end of the age.
那主耶稣讲的这些预兆，
When Jesus spoke of these signs,
不是要恐吓我们，
He was not trying to scare us.
如果说我们听了这个道理之后，
If after we have listened to this,
末日预兆的道理，
This sermon about the signs of the end times,
会很害怕，那就不正常了。
and we become afraid, then this is actually not normal.
那个害怕也只不过是一时的。
Because that fear is only temporary.
听了多次之后，我们的心就麻痹了。
After we have listened to a few times, we start to become numb.
以后再讲世界末日的预兆啊，就没什么感觉了。
Then when we speak of the signs of the end times again in the future, we may not have much feeling.
因为主耶稣讲末日预兆有他的重要提示。
Because when Jesus spoke about these signs, he had his warnings for us.
所以我们今天也不能用很多时间去讲末日预兆有什么样的现象。
Today we can't spend a lot of time to talk about what truly are the characteristics of these signs.
重点不在那里。
That is not our focus.
重点是在24章的42节到44节这一段。
The main point is in chapter 24, verse 42 to 44.
主耶稣讲末日预兆的目的是要让我们警醒，要让我们预备。
The reason why Jesus spoke about this sign is so that we can be watchful and to be ready.
所以是应该在心里相当稳定的情况之下警醒预备。
We actually need to have a very calm and very steady heart to be watchful and be ready.
不是很害怕的情况之下去警醒预备。
It is not in the state of fear that we are watchful.
那主耶稣说末日预兆有几个有几点哈。
Jesus said there are several points to the ends of the signs.
24章的第四节以下。
Chapter 24, verse 4 and on.
宗教问题。
There are questions about religions.
有人冒主耶稣的名来。
Some will come in the name of Jesus.
迷惑许多人。
And deceive many.
这是第一个问题。
This is the first problem.
第一个现象。
The first sign.
所以我们要看看我们目前是不是有这些现象。
We need to look at whether we have this sign.
不只是一个小不是一个地区而已。
It is not just regional.
应该是属全球的。
It should belong to the entire world.
整个全球是不是有冒主耶稣的名来迷惑许多人呢？
All over the world, are there people who claim that they are Christ to deceive?
第二个问题,
the second question,
就是政治问题,
is the problem of politics.
打仗,
there will be wars.
这是政权,
this is about fighting for power.
所以有一本叫做预测未来一百年,
there is a book that is a projection onto the next 100 years.
就是在讲21世纪,
it's also talking about the 21st century.
他在预测整个政权在二十一世纪会怎么转变。
It's projecting how the political power will change in the 21st century.
他预测到了二零八零年。
It actually made projection all the way until 2080.
是美国跟墨西哥对抗的时代。
That is the time where U.S. and Mexico would fight each other.
当然，他有说明。
Of course, it has its rationale.
大概所有看书的。还有他自己写书的都已经死光光了。
Those who read or those who write books, they probably would have all died.
准不准请他的孙子来做见证。
Whether it's accurate or not, it's up to their descendants to confirm.
我们也不管他准不准。
It doesn't matter whether they are accurate or not.
因为那个时候的战争不是在拿枪打仗。
Because the war at the time is no longer one that involves guns and weapons.
那个时候是卫星的。
At that point, they are actually using satellites.
所以现在好像大家都打卫星上去，好像为了科技，为了生活。
Well, right now, it seems like everyone is shooting up satellites for technology advances and for livelihood.
以后那个是战争的很好的一个工具。
But in the future, they will become very effective tools for war.
所以会听到打仗的声音。
So we will hear voices of wars.
第三个。
The third.
饥荒地震。
Is earthquakes and famine.
就是社会问题嘛。
This is problems of the society.
气候灾难就是其中之一。
The problem with the weather is one of such.
这个问题已经很严重。
This problem is already quite serious.
台湾有正负两度C的纪录片。就是温度提高两度，温度减少两度，台湾会变成什么样子的？
There is actually a documentary about how Taiwan will change if the weather goes up or goes down 2 degrees.
两度呢
？Just 2 degrees alone.
不是很多,
it is not much.
温度再提高两度, 台湾就大概就会快被淹没了。
If the temperature goes up 2 degrees, then Taiwan would almost be flooded.
澳大利亚的西边, 哦, 就是博士这个城市, 再提高5度, 温度提高5度, 整个城市就淹没了。
For Perth on Western Australia, if the weather was to go up to about 5 degrees, then the entire city would be in water.
这个气候灾难一不断地呈现出来。
We see all these weather problems that continue to unveil themselves. This is the third sign that Jesus had spoken of.
第四种现象,
the fourth sign
当然就是教会问题啦,
is the problem of the church.
因为教会受逼迫,
because church will be persecuted.
所以第九节说, 被万民恨恶,
it says that they will be hated by all nations.
许多人跌倒,
and many will fall.
彼此陷害, 彼此恨恶,
and they will betray one another and hate one another.
这是教会内部会产生的问题。
This is the problem that will happen within the church.
我们慢慢去观察吧。
Let us observe these.
教会是不是这个样子?
Is the church like this?
不要有鸵鸟精神。 我们要学会观察。
We need to actually learn to observe.
主耶稣讲的现象绝对会出现。
The signs that Jesus spoke of will come to be true.
不是你我愿不愿意的问题。
It is not the question of whether we would like it to happen or not.
他绝对会走到那个地步。
It will for sure happen.
所以24章的40节才这么说。
In chapter 24, verse 40, it says,
两个人在田里取去一个撇下一个。
Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
在田里, 当然在神的田里工作。
Of course, they're working in the field of God.
同样做圣工, 有人得救, 有人不能得救。
They are both doing holy work, but one can be saved, but the other cannot.
为什么?
Why is that?
动机是什么?
What is the motivation behind?
哦, 这都是在教会的问题。
This is our problem within the church.
所以, 主耶稣在24章的37节到39节这么说。
Jesus said in verse 37 to 39,
他谈到, 他在讲末日预兆, 谈到洪水灭世的那个年代。
In speaking about the signs of the end times, he spoke of the days of Noah.
因为这个世界,
because this world
就是第一次被毁灭的, 就是洪水灭世,
was first destroyed during the flood of Noah.
那一次是用洪水,
it's just that at that time, the world was destroyed by flood.
主耶稣也提醒你, 提醒我,
Jesus is reminding you and me
第一次主耶稣毁灭这个世界是怎么处理的?
That the world was destroyed was destroyed for the first time in what way?
在什么情况之下毁灭那个世代?
And under what kind of circumstance was the world destroyed?
马太福音24章说他们照常吃喝嫁娶。
Matthew chapter 24 spoke of how in the end times they during that time, people still continued to eat and drink and be merry.
告诉我们是正常生活的情况之下，洪水就来了。
It is saying that it's under normal circumstance of daily living that the flood came.
因为大家没有什么警醒，没有什么感觉啊。
No one was watchful and was paying attention.
难道没有迹象吗？
Was there really no sign?
绝对有。
There was.
可是看不到嘞。
But it could not be seen.
没有什么感觉嘞。
It could not be felt.
所以马太福音用那个字眼很巧妙, 不知不觉, 洪水就来了。
So Matthew used a very specific and very wonderful term that without knowing, then the flood came.
不知不觉的相反是什么? 就是先知先觉。
The opposite of not knowing beforehand is that you know beforehand.
今天我们一个看圣经的人,
today, for us who reads the Bible,
要对照整个社会现象,
we need to reflect what we read into the society,
宗教现象,
and to look at the religious
政治现象,
situation, the political situation,
教会内部现象,
and also the situation within the church.
缺一不可,
we cannot lack any of those.
不是看一个角度就好了,
we can't just look at it from one particular perspective.
全面性观察,
we need to look at it from a holistic viewpoint.
然后再慢慢考, 看看自己,
And then we look at ourselves gradually.
准备好了吗?
Are we ready?
我们看创世纪的六章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 6.
九节到十三节。
Verse 9 to 13.
创世纪六章第九节。
Genesis chapter 6.
一直看到十三节。
Verse 9 to 13.
挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。第十节。
10.
挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弗。十一节，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。十三节。
13.
神就对挪亚说：“凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我的面前。”因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。在中文圣经的最后一句话。
In the Chinese translation, with the very last phrase.
说要把人和地一同一并毁灭。
That God wants to destroy men and earth together.
神在第一次用洪水毁灭世界。
When God destroyed the world with flood for the first time.
他的结论就是人跟环境通通毁灭。
His conclusion was that men along with the environment would be destroyed together.
但是很巧的，主耶稣神的怜悯，挪亚一家八口得救。
But very miraculously, with the grace of God, Noah's family of eight was saved.
为了这个八个人。
But for this eight people,
神的这个毁灭工作，
And the destruction of God's work had to have some changes.
所以当洪水来了，洪水灭世的那一年当中，
When the flood came and in that year,
挪亚在方舟里面，
Noah was in the ark.
他知道，所以他打开方舟的盖子，
He opened the roof of the ark.
向外观看。
To look into the outside.
虽然不能完全知道外面的状况如何。
Even though he could not see from the window all the situation outside.
但是大概知道如何了。
But he could gauge what it's like.
那细节呢?
But as for the details,
就放乌鸦。
Then he would let out a raven.
三次的鸽子。
And also for three times he let out a dove.
挪亚为什么要放放这些鸟出去呢?
Why would he need to let out all these birds?
因为他很想知道外面的世界变成如何了。
Because he really wanted to find out what the world had become.
因为他是个聪明的人。
He was a wise man.
外面怎么样跟他未来的生活息息相关。
The condition of the world actually has a very direct relationship with his future living.
因为六章十三节最后那一句话就是神告诉他的。
Because what chapter 6 and Verse 13 is what God actually said to him.
地上的人还有地一并毁灭。
That the people on this earth, along with the earth, would be destroyed together.
那我挪亚要生存的环境被破坏了，那我出去干什么？
If the environment that I'm to live in, or that I lived in, was destroyed, then why would I go out?
我出去怎么生活？
If I go out, how would I live?
各位的家如果曾经被水淹没过。
If your house had been destroyed by flood before,
请问要做什么样的动作?
Then let me ask you, what kind of action do you need to take?
水退去了。
After the water subsided,
里面都是淤泥啊，都是烂泥巴。
There are actually a lot of dirt that are remaining in the house.
要清扫。
Then you need to clean them out.
用清水清洗。
You need to use clean water to wash out things.
最后一道工作，消毒。
And the very end, you would actually you would sanitize the house.
我们是这么做，挪亚不必吗?
If we have to do that today, would Noah not have to do that?
整个环境都被洪水淹没过。
The entire environment was destroyed by flood.
请问挪亚出方舟那一天要住哪里?
So let me ask you, where would Noah go to live the day that he left?
我们请看创世纪第八章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 8.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
八章二十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 22.
地还存留的时候，架设寒暑冬夏，作业就永不停息了。挪亚出方舟第一个动作献祭。
The first action that Noah performed was to offer sacrifices out of the ark.
不是找睡觉的地方。
It was not to find a place to sleep.
跟神保持密切关系才是重点。
But the important point was that he maintained a close relationship with God.
也因为他这个动作。
But because of that action,
讨神欢心。
It pleased God.
所以神马上应许。
So God immediately promised him.
这是我们所说的，神马上赐福气给。
In other words, God gave blessings to Noah immediately.
所以讲的福气啊，讲的那个应许的话。
And he spoke words of promise.
他说这个地球还存留的时候。
Saying while the earth remains.
这个环境还在的时候。
When this environment is still there.
那四季，春夏秋冬就正常运作了。
The seasons would operate normally.
然后收割播种就架设，收割播种就恢复正常了。
The seed time and harvest would return to normal.
挪亚担心的解决了。
And the problems that Noah worried about were all taken care of.
不要再玩那个放鸽子的动作了。
He no longer had to let out birds.
神已经应许了。
Because God already promised.
你出方舟之后。
That after you come out of the ark.
所有的环境恢复正常。
The environment would return to normal.
四季分明，春夏秋冬。
The seasons would go back to its track.
你可以正常生活。
You can live normal again.
你可以播种，你可以耕种，你可以收割。
You can sow and harvest.
因为神的祝福。
This is because of God's blessing.
他得到这个福气。
This is the reason why he received such.
所以他就不必再担心了。
He no longer had to worry.
所以很快的，他可以种葡萄。酿葡萄酒。
Very quickly, he could grow grapes and actually make wine.
比较可惜的是喝醉了。
But what was unfortunate was that he became drunk.
表示什么？
What does that mean?
生活恢复正常了。
That life has already returned to normal.
所以主耶稣在讲末日预兆的时候。
So when Jesus spoke of the sign of end time,
特别提到挪亚的年代。
He especially mentioned about the days of Noah.
那告诉学生，告诉我们什么呢？
He's telling his students and us what?
因为当时他们没有准备。
Because they did not prepare at the time.
那些死掉的人没有准备，没有警醒。
Those who die, die because they were not prepared and they were not watchful.
所以马太福音24章42节、44节才这么强调。
That's why in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 to 44, it emphasized.
主耶稣最后讲的说，要警醒啊。
What Jesus said at the end is that we need to be watchful.
马太福音二十四章的四十二节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 42.
你们要警醒。
Watch therefore.
因为你们不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
挪亚年代为什么失败？
During the days of Noah, why was there failure?
因为没有警醒。
Because there was no watchfulness.
神有提醒吗？
Did God remind them?
神有提醒，可是他们没有警醒啊。
So God did warn them, but they were not watchful.
所以失败了。
That's why they failed.
那现在主耶稣说，他要第二次来毁灭了。
Now Jesus said, for the second time he would come to destroy.
所以不要重蹈覆辙了。
So let's not repeat the same mistake.
他们败在哪里？
Where did they fall?
没有警醒。
They were not watchful.
所以主耶稣跟学生上山祷告。
So when Jesus brought his disciples to the mountain to pray,
因为主耶稣心里极其忧伤。
Because Jesus was extremely sad in his heart. He was about to be crucified. He especially told his disciples that they need to be watchful and pray always lest they enter into lest they be deceived. So to be watchful is actually the opposite of being deceived. When the Israelites left Egypt and walked into the wilderness,
为什么二十岁以上的人只有两个人进迦南地？
Why is it that those who are above 20, only two of them would be able to enter into the land of promise?
希伯来书的第三章第七节一直看到第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 to 14,
有一个重点。
There is actually a focus.
他说，若他们听从摩西的话，
If they were to listen to the word of Moses,
不要硬着颈项
，and not be stiff-necked，
不要迷迷糊糊过日子
，and not to live in deception，
每天吃玛拿
，and that every day they ate manna。
玛拿不是去超级 超级市场去买回来的。
And manna is not something we can go to the supermarket to buy.
是从天上掉下来的。
It came from heaven.
那叫神迹。
It is a miracle.
那叫神的作为。
It is the work of God.
白天有云柱，晚上。
During the day, they actually have the pillar of cloud.
晚上有火柱。
And in the evening, they have the pillar of fire.
啊，他们是在露营自己烤肉吗？
Are they really camping out and making their own barbecue?
那是露营晚会吗？
Is it really,
萤火晚会吗？
Is it really a hiking type of a camp meeting?
云柱火柱是什么？
What are the pillars of
是神迹啊？
cloud and fire? It is actually a miracle.
每天看神迹。
Every day they are looking at miracles.
可是圣经怎么说？
But what did the Bible say?
希伯来书的作者怎么说？
What did the author of Hebrews say?
他们心里模糊啊，迷糊啊。
They were actually confused. Deceived in their heart.
就是标准的没有警醒。
That is actually the standard version of not being watchful.
走旷野路是一点辛苦。
Walking in the wilderness is difficult.
但是还算平安呢。
But it was still considered peaceful.
可是在那种很稳定的走旷野路的当中。
But in that type of having stability to just walk through the wilderness.
他们是怀着什么样的心态呢？
What kind of heart did they have?
好像是神欠他们的。
It is as if God owed them something.
一点感谢都没有。
They were not thankful.
说还有很多不满足的地方。
They were complaining about a lot of the version of lack.
所以不死在旷野，请问要死在哪里？
If they were not to die in the wilderness, where would they die?
死在旷野已经不错了。
The fact that they died in the wilderness was already quite good.
不能进迦南地。
They were not able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以主耶稣讲末日预兆。
When Jesus spoke of the sign of the end time,
是要提醒我们。
He is to remind us.
不是要恐吓我们。
It is not to make us afraid.
第二句话。
The second phrase.
44节。
Verse 44.
你们也要预备。
Therefore, you also be ready.
不管是警醒，不管是预备。
Whether it is being watchful or being ready.
都强调你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
The emphasis is that when you don't think of it, when you least expected it, then the Son of Man will come.
所以很清楚的，主耶稣讲末日预兆的目的是什么。
So it's very clear the purpose why Jesus spoke about the sign of the end time.
说要预备了。
That we need to be ready.
怎么预备？
How do we be ready?
24章。
Chapter 24,
13节14节
verse 13 and 14.
12节说，许多人因为不法的事增多，许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡。
Verse 12 says that because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
13节说，
verse 13 says,
忍耐到底必然得救。
He who endures to the end shall be saved.
所以刚才一直很强调，
So just now we kept emphasizing,
末日预兆的四个状态。
That sign of the end times is actually a situation.
四种现象。
There are four types of signs.
大家要睁着眼睛看看哦。
We need to open our eyes widely to observe.
到底发生到什么程度了？
To see where these signs are right now.
不用怕。
We need not to be afraid.
不必，这个不值得我们去害怕的。
It is not something worthy of our fear.
我们重点是我警醒了吗？
The important thing is, are we watchful?
我有在观察吗？
Are we observing?
我有在注意吗？
Are we paying attention?
我有在重视吗？
Are we placing emphasis?
不是一天过一天呢。
It is not about living day by day.
更重要的是有没有在预备啊？
What is more important is, are we getting ready?
所以十三节说忍耐到底的这种人会得救了。
That's why in verse 13 it says that those who endure to the end shall be saved.
什么叫做忍耐？
What does endurance mean?
忍耐的另外一句话叫做坚持啦。
To endure means to persist.
我们在坚持什么？
What are we persisting?
我们想坚持什么？
What are we trying to persist?
我今天面对这个信仰。
Today, I'm facing this faith.
我坚持什么？
What am I persisting?
一个人坚持的， oh. 一个人有所坚持。
For a person to persist in something,
他绝对会对他所坚持的事投入。
He will actually put in all he has into what he's persisting.
所以要付出代价，要忍耐啊。
That's why we need to give a price. We need to be patient.
这叫坚持啊。
This is persistence.
所以我们今天站在这个信仰上面。
Today, standing on this faith.
一定要有所坚持。
We need to have our persistence.
教会产生变化了。
When the church changes,
社会产生变化了。
When the society changes,
政治产生变化了。
When the politics change,
宗教多元化了。
When religion become multi,
那我们还坚持什么？
What are we trying to persist?
那个时候才必要坚持。
That is the time we need to persist.
因为在那个时候坚持的时，坚持要付上生命代价。
Because at that time, when we persist, we may have to give up our life.
可是这种人保证得救。
But this is the type of people that will be guaranteed salvation.
因为这是主耶稣说的。
This is what Jesus said.
第二个准备。
The second type of preparation.
十四节。
In verse 14.
天国福音传遍天下。
The gospel of kingdom will be preached in all the world.
要侍奉，要做圣工。
We need to serve and to do holy work.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
一个大目标。
We need to have a large goal.
我们今天没有当传道。
Today, we may not be a preacher.
我们在厨房工作。
We may be working in the kitchen.
我们也在传福音啊。
We are also preaching the gospel.
我们今天没有当传道。
Today, we are not a preacher.
我们清扫会堂啊。
We clean the chapel.
我们也在传福音啊。
We are also preaching the gospel.
所以我们有做侍奉工作吗？
So, are we working the work of servitude?
我们能是不是在传福音的事工上面，我们有加分作用呢？
Are we adding to the effort of preaching the gospel?
你鼓励圣工人员。
When we encourage the holy workers,
这个就是传福音呐。
This is preaching the gospel.
还是你打压传福音的人呢？
Or are you actually trying to stop those who are preaching the gospel?
所以主耶稣讲末日预兆。
When Jesus spoke of the signs of the end times,
就是叫我们要准备。
He is to tell us to get ready.
我在所有的侍奉上面有份吗？
Are we taking part in holy work?
我的灵修做到了吗？
Is my spirituality being cultivated?
在这个当下我必须要坚持什么？
And in this kind of situation, what are we persisting?
聪明的大家。
If we are wise,
主必赏赐我们智慧。
God shall grant us wisdom.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
363首。
363.